Welcome to the Fundamental Entrepreneur Podcast, where entrepreneurs come to be educated, enlightened, and empowered for success in their business pursuits. Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Fundamental Entrepreneur Podcast. I'm your host, Darren Dallimore. I'm glad to be with you, and I'm grateful that you guys have decided to join us for yet another episode. And I'm excited for this episode. We're going to do another segment of This Is Their Story. And as we've mentioned before in these segments of our podcast, and the purpose of these is to have entrepreneurs such as yourself come on and share their story and their experiences. And we've had some wonderful people come on, some great entrepreneurs that have shared their stories. And today is no different. In fact, today we have the opportunity to hear from Veronica Colinas. She is the founder of Vulnerable AF. So Veronica, welcome to the show. We're glad you're with us. And I believe it's welcome from Bali. Is that correct?
Hello. Yes, I am in Bali, coming from New York City to Bali.
Awesome. Well, Veronica, thank you again for being here. We want everybody to learn from your story, learn from your experiences. And so let's dive right into this. As the founder of Vulnerable AF, why don't you tell us a little bit about your business, what it is, what you're doing, and what service you're offering?
Yes. So Vulnerable AF is my company that I started 2 years ago. And it is a brave space for authenticity, vulnerability, and conversations. So I started Vulnerable AF 2 years ago in New York, at a time when I felt the most lonely, the most afraid, and the most scared of vulnerability and connection. So what Vulnerable AF has done over the past 2 years, now even though I've taken it online this year during COVID, it has helped people feel more confident around communication, feel more empowered to be themselves. It gives people permission to dissolve. And what I mean by that is permission to be themselves.
Wow. That's really cool. And it's, you know, as I think about our society and different things, I think you've tapped a marketplace that is very much needed. So often we don't act like ourselves. We don't feel like we can be ourselves and communicate as who we are. And so I think that's really cool what you're doing here. So I'm going to ask you this question because I want to understand this. And I think because it's such a unique business that you're doing, it's such a unique idea. What was your motivation? What got you started on this journey?
Yeah, definitely. So what got me started doing Vulnerable AF, it was not planned at all. It was, you know, like I said, it came from a time when I felt the most lonely, the most afraid, the most, longing. I felt really, I longed for connection and real friendships and relationships. And I noticed that there just wasn't a space to have the kind of conversations that I wanted to have. And, you know, it started from me, you know, quitting my job earlier in 2018 in marketing. I was in email marketing. So I left corporate. I went to Costa Rica for a month to do a yoga teacher training. And I always had this desire to do something different, do something else, help people, serve people from the heart. And I just didn't know what that would be. Fast forward, I found myself in I did a lot of personal development. I was in leadership programs, and I had all these different communities and all these different networks, all these different friends, all these friends on Instagram, all these friends on Facebook, but I didn't really feel connected to anybody. I didn't really feel comfortable having deep conversations with anyone because I was so afraid of, you know, showing the parts of me that I didn't want people to know. So it took, you know, one weekend when I met a guy, I really liked him. I thought he was amazing. And I'm like, oh, okay, let me show him all the cool and perfect parts of me. And like I always did. And, you know, a few weeks later, he stopped answering my texts. And I felt like crap. And I look at my phone, I look at my social media. I'm like, oh, wait, like, you know, my social media, everything, I can't say that I feel like crap on social media because I've been spending so much time trying to look perfect or trying to look good. And, you know, I go through my phone and I have all these numbers in my phone and I didn't feel comfortable calling anybody and saying that how I was really feeling because I spent so much time looking good. And because I wanted to be, I thought that that's what being an entrepreneur was, or, you know, starting a business as a coach or helping people, you needed to really look good. So, in that moment when I felt like crap and I was crying, I realized, wow, the reason why I don't have the connections and the friendships that I want to have is because I haven't been vulnerable with anybody. I haven't been authentic with anyone. So instead of complaining about it, I decided to do something about it. And I started a community, a dinner, and I called it Vulnerable AF. And at first it was supposed to be a 4-week conversation series. And then it turned into an international workshop series and retreat and a facilitator training. So, when 6 people came to my first meeting, and then 15 people, then 18 people, then 25, and just kept getting bigger and bigger. And then I became obsessed with facilitation and connection and community building and learning different exercises that help people connect deeper. You know, I started to really, really dive into, oh, what is connection? What is vulnerability? And in Vulnerable AF, I found my best friends. I'm now in a relationship that I love and that is inspiring to me, where I'm completely myself. And it, you know, vulnerability was what inspired that, because a lot of people like myself thought that vulnerability is really meant that, you know, or to be vulnerable, it meant that you were weak. So what Vulnerable AF does, it empowers you to see vulnerability as a strength and not a weakness.
Wow.
So yeah, that's been my journey and been what it is.
That's quite a motivation and that's quite a story. And thank you for sharing that and letting you basically being a little vulnerable here, even to share what took you to this point and the successes that you're experiencing. And so I got to ask you this, and you maybe you've already addressed it a little bit, but as you look back on your experience and you look back on your journey, what is inspiring about that journey that maybe others can learn from?
What's inspiring about my journey is once I started to embrace the mistakes, is when I started to feel more connected to myself, where I started to attract the kind of clients that I wanted to have and find the kind of people that I wanted to surround myself with and work with, when I stopped trying to be perfect and started to really embrace, you know, who I am, because that is what matters. You know, you can get all the degrees, you can take all the courses, you can do all the things, right? And if there's something that, you know, you have inside of you and you're afraid to share it with people, people don't get to see that. People don't get to see who you really are and get to hear who you really are, hear about who you really are. And that's a disservice. So when you hide, you know, who you really are, or that X factor that makes you who you are, that thing that you're ashamed of telling people or sharing with people, it doesn't give people permission to see you. So I guess for me, mine's what's inspiring about my story is that I had skills, I had training, you know, but I really just learned as I went. And, you know, obviously with integrity and taking time, you know, making sure I have a coach and making sure I have support, making sure that I'm always putting myself in something so that I'm always strengthening and sharpening my tools, right? You know, you have a story to share, and it's okay if it's not perfect. And I invite you to embrace the mistakes.
Yeah, no, that's great. And I think for many entrepreneurs or even inspiring entrepreneurs, somebody that's wanting to start their own business, they're afraid of jumping in because they are afraid of making mistakes, not doing it right, not being perfect, and not, you know, getting it all right the first time. And so I think that's very inspirational that, you know, you just went in and embraced that and said, you know, hey, this is what it is. I'm going to learn on the go. And so I think that's very inspiring and very helpful. And it's also advice. I mean, do you have any other advice that you would give our listeners? Anything else you would tell them, an entrepreneur, if somebody sat down and says, I'm an entrepreneur, I want to start a business, or I've already started a business. What would you tell them?
What would I tell someone who wanted to start or who has started and they, you know, want some advice and encouragement? I would say, go for it. And if you have an idea, it's not a stupid idea, right? Something that I started to love about myself, especially during this time, was learning my zone of genius and mm-hmm. learning, you know, there's some things I'm not good at that other people might be good at, are probably better at than me. And I love that if I have an idea, I'll run with it. I'll try it. And if it doesn't work, I'll try something else. And I definitely learned that during COVID this year, you know, I launched 4 online programs, and they came from the heart, right? They were what my audience wanted too, but they came from my own ideas. So, and I went with it, and I wasn't sure if it would work or not. So, it was definitely a learning experience. It was definitely a journey. I made mistakes along the way for sure. And if you are an aspiring entrepreneur and you are afraid of making a mistake, you're afraid of failure, I'll just give it to you straight. You probably will fail a couple of times. You'll mess up. You'll get feedback from people that might be really hard to hear. And it doesn't mean that you should stop.
Wow. I love that. Thank you. I think that is so powerful. And because fear is what keeps us and holds us back from things, you know, fear of the unknown, fear of making mistakes, fear of whatever. And so I love that, that you're just the bluntness of saying you're going to make mistakes. You're going to not like what you hear possibly as you get feedback, but that's okay. You know, it's take it and go. And so I thank you for sharing that. I appreciate that. I'm going to ask you another question related to your support system, you know, family, friends, coaches that you relied on as an entrepreneur and as you started your business. Did you have that support system? And if you did, why was that so important to you?
Yes. I believe in coaching 100%. I've always had a coach. I make sure that I have some kind of support system, friends, community, people that could hear me, or friendships that, you know, friends that I have, or if you have the friends that you have, and you have at least one person who can just listen to you without giving you any feedback or advice, someone who can just hear you and say, "Yep, I got you. I hear you." That is an amazing friend. coaching. I love coaching. I am a coach myself. I have always had a coach, and I always make sure I have some kind of support system or some kind of when I'm doing my programs, I always relay all my information to my coach. I run things by my coach, and it's just like it's a really good way to have someone support you, have someone, just give you feedback if you want it. And, you know, it's also great to have friends and relationships where you don't get any feedback or advice, right? If you don't want it, and you can just have friends that can just hear you and just listen to you and just support you. So, and one thing I'll say too, and if you have a partner, to make sure that you are being mindful of what you're sharing with your partner and your friends too. You know, you want to make sure that you are, have your friendships and your relationships are a different support system, and you want to make sure like you're being mindful, like who are you asking for advice. Maybe you can have different people support you in different areas for business and relationships and friendships. So it's really, really important to have someone.
That's great. I appreciate that. And that's one thing that the reason I asked you that question is it's something that we believe strongly here, that as an entrepreneur, it's hard enough. It's challenging. It's difficult. You need a support system. And I love how you broke that up to say, hey, have that support group for your business, you know, for maybe dealing with your business and business ideas, but have that family and friend support as well, and understand what support they're going to give you so that that you have it all. You have the full support that you need. So I appreciate that feedback. That's great, Veronica. Thank you. Let me ask you one more question, and then we're going to let you dive in and, you know, tell a little people more about where they can find out more about you and your business and what you're doing. Obstacles. We run into obstacles all the time. You've referenced maybe some and what you dealt with in your business and your entrepreneurial journey. What is an obstacle, if you can think of one, or some general ones? What's an obstacle you've had to overcome as an entrepreneur, and what did you learn from that experience?
Oh, love this question. Obstacles. A big obstacle this year, which I'm sure if you're listening, you might have experienced a hardship this year.
COVID.
One obstacle was I was leading in-person events for a year, leading people, you know, at festivals, at events, you know. So everything I was doing was in person. I couldn't imagine creating connection online, right? When we couldn't meet in person anymore, the first thing I thought was, oh no, what am I going to do? And I had just started a facilitator training. So I'm teaching people how to lead Vulnerable AF. And I didn't know if it would go anywhere. I'm like, oh no. And, but what I did was I actually had an online, I took it online, but I had a 1-day retreat planned right before I came to Bali. And I, you know, when things were going online and events were getting canceled, I just on the whim thought about it. And I'm like, okay, how can I take this online? How can I think really big and take this online? And I thought about it. I learned Zoom and I took a 1-day retreat that was supposed to be in person online. And I did everything, you know, things were obviously different, but you know, I basically gave them the same transformation, the same result that I planned on giving them, you know, online. And that was just a big pivot for me. And also teaching my people that had just signed up for a new facilitator training program how to do this online. So I had to, like, you know, just in the middle of this program that was already planned, to change it and still do the same thing. Like, this outcome is still the same, but how do we change it? Even, you know, if we had all these other things planned, and taking it online was, it was a pivot for me, and launching online courses instead, which I have never done before. So that was, it was a new thing for me. It was a new opportunity for me to see, what could transform out of this. And also moving to Bali. I mean, I've never lived, my first time living in another country. I came to Bali like right before, I didn't plan this. I came like right in the middle or right before it got really bad in New York, and we got stuck here, and I wasn't sure, oh no, like, can I have a business online? Can I work from here? Can I do this? And I figured it out, and it's been really amazing. And I'm still figuring it out sometimes.
Yeah. I think we all do. Right. Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
No, that's great. And it's just, I mean, it's, you got to learn flexibility. You got to learn to, as you say, pivot and be able to adjust. I'm sure you never had the goal of going to Bali and never had the goal of having to take everything online, but you pivoted and made it work.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, let me do this. I want to give you an opportunity to share a little bit about where people can learn more about your business, this Vulnerable AF, where they can go to learn more about what you're doing, what you're teaching, the courses and the trainings that you're offering, the events that you do. So take a minute and let's talk about where people can find out more about you, Veronica, and what you're up to.
Yeah, definitely. Thank you. So I'm very active on Instagram. So you can find me at Veronica Colinas or at Vulnerable AF on Instagram. You can find me on my website, veronicacolinas.com, which I will give you right after this. And I have one-on-one coaching where I teach people how to, lead by their desires. I teach people how to have brave conversations, how to have brave conversations with your partners, you know, with friends. And I teach leadership, conscious leadership. So I also have facilitator training. So I teach people how to facilitate, online experiences and in person. And yeah, those are my offerings for coaching with me. And Vulnerable AF, I lead a Vulnerable AF every month online. And there's also other women who lead Vulnerable AF. But if you want to do one with me, it is a 90 minute experience online. And I do it every month. So you can find it on my website. You can always follow me on Instagram, and you'll see when I'm doing an event. And yeah, that is how you can find me. And those are the things that I'm offering this year.
Excellent. Well, great. And we will provide links for all of those, your website, your Instagram, all of this stuff in our podcast show notes. So everyone, if you're looking to find out more about Veronica and about Vulnerable AF, check out the podcast show notes. The links will be there for you so that you can go check out what Veronica's doing. Veronica, as we wrap this up, I want to thank you for sharing your story with us. And like I explained to you before, the whole purpose of this is that hopefully your story will inspire someone else. They'll listen to this and they'll be like, man, what she shared with me resonates. And I'm comfortable now going forth and doing my dream of an entrepreneurial journey or starting a business or whatever it might be. And so, Veronica, thank you so much for being here and sharing your story with us.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. I love this conversation. And yeah, I hope that my story gives your audience some value and, you know, just inspires you guys to go for it and try it, even if it sounds really crazy and even if it sounds hard.
Awesome. Well, thanks, Veronica.
Thank you.
Well, that was a wonderful interview with Veronica, and I want to thank her for taking the time from Bali, of all places, to join us for this episode and to share her story. I really appreciate the fact that she was actually vulnerable with us. She shared her vulnerability and how that translated into the business that she started. And such an amazing story and really inspiring. And so I hope all of you found some nuggets of information that you can use in your entrepreneurial journey. Veronica shared a lot. And so I know it's going to help those that listen. And again, Veronica, thank you for your time and appreciate all the thoughts of wisdom and help that you provided to all of us here on the Fundamental Entrepreneur Podcast. And just let me say this, you know, as I interviewed Veronica and listened to her story, it was interesting. She took an idea, something that she saw was missing in the marketplace, and turned it into this business. And I'm sure many of you that are listening have an idea, something that you feel can fill a gap or a hole in the marketplace, and you're just kind of wondering where to begin and how to start. Well, let me tell you something that maybe will help you. And in fact, I know it will help you. I want you to go to startupempowered.com. And there you can sign up for a free, let me emphasize that again, a free training on business plans. We feel here at Ascent 101 and on this podcast that having a business plan is like having a roadmap. It gives you that those guideposts and those things that you need to have as you start your business, so you know which way you're going and how you're going to do it. We don't expect any athletes to go out onto the field unprepared without a plan, and nor should that be the case in business. And so go check that out. It's all free. Again, that's startupempowered.com. We'll have a link for that in our podcast show notes, so you can check that out. And like we said before, we have the links for all of Veronica's stuff in those show notes, so go check her out as well. But be sure to take your ideas to the world. I know there's some of you out there that have great ideas. Make sure that you take those ideas to the world, and we're here to help you. And that training on business plans is just the first step. We've got so much more we can offer you here at Ascent 101 and with this podcast. So again, everyone, I want to thank you for joining us for this episode of our podcast. You can find out more about us at our website, ascent101.com, and by following us on Facebook and Instagram. And as always, feel free to reach out to us with any questions you would like us to answer on the podcast, and we'd love to answer those questions for you. Until next time, we wish you all the success possible in your entrepreneurial journey.